So how did the troops live during these 5 days? While still in their marshalling camps, they would have been fed by the NAFI and accessed all facilities. And during this time, they would be packing their rucksacks with everything they needed for D-Day and 2, maybe 3 days once landed in France. In 1811, a company called Donkin, Hall and Gamble pioneered the vacuum tin for preserving food. They first supplied the Napoleonic Wars and then all wars that followed. So this had a major impact on how troops could be fed on the battlefield. So what do they pack in their rucksacks? Soldiers had to be prepared with a variety of items stored compactly. They would include useful travel items such as a wash kit, spare socks and boot laces, a ground sheet for inside tents and a penknife. Unsurprisingly, a spade and weaponry were often kept on their person, with infantry soldiers usually carrying a 303 Lee Enfield rifle with several ammunition pouches. Finally, they would also carry culinary items such as a mess tin, which took up less room than a plate, spoon, fork, water bottle and rations. These rations would last for 3 or 4 days and would be a main meal in one tin. Soldiers would have to have one for each day. They would also consist of plain chocolate bars, biscuits, oatmeal, boiled sweets, powdered milk, tea and sugar. These ration packs were designed to be palatable on their own and supplying sufficient calories, but men mixed and matched a bit and, when possible, also foraged off the land. It had been planned to set up field kitchens after 2 days once they had landed in France, but it took much longer to secure the beachhead. The troops had to live on rations for quite a few weeks and would have had 14-man ration packs issued to them by the Royal Army Service Corps. These were 14-man ration packs in crates and contained tinned and packaged food. There were tins of bully beef, spam, steak and kidney pudding, beans, cheese, jam, soup, sausages, margarine and biscuits. Plus, because of the lack of fresh fruit and vegetables, vitamin C tablets. All supplies were delivered by lorries that had crossed the channel in landing craft transport and landed on beaches until the ports of Cherbourg and Ouistreham were made secure and until the Mulberry harbours were established.